the Davis-Dunnings Bar Association, which was formerly the Lansing Black Lawyers Association. Also on the line, we've got Sherry Guess, who's the secretary of the Davis-Dunnings Bar Association. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Janine, tell us about your background, where you practice.
I currently practice with the law firm of Foster, Swift, Collins, and Smith. I practice primarily in the area of public finance, corporate law. I've been with the firm for just about 3 years. Prior to that, I was with the law firm of Lewis and Monday.
Sherry,
same practice area.
Sherry, tell us about where you practice.
Well, I recently established my own law firm, Guest Law Offices, and prior to that, for the majority of my professional career, I was at the State Appellate Defender Office as an assistant defender representing indigent felony criminal defendants on appeal.
Janine, why the name change from the Lansing Black Lawyers Association to the Davis-Dunnings Bar Association?
Well, there are many reasons why we considered it, we being the membership. Primarily, we're going through a period of rebranding the association and wanted to take advantage of this opportunity to, as we're moving forward, to honor two great African-American legal practitioners, and they have strong ties to the Lansing community, being the late Judge John Davis and Stuart Dunnings, Jr.
Do minorities need a voice when it comes to organizations like this?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
And I think, Sherry, would you like to answer that question?
Well, I think if you look back at history, and I don't want to get too far afield, but minorities have had many barriers and impediments to various professions, and the legal profession being one. So I think that was the impetus behind, or part one of the impetuses behind establishing the Special Bar Association for minority practitioners in the Lansing area. And there are still issues. A lot of progress has been made, but there are still issues that I think a particular special interest bar serves.
Janine, tell us a little bit about the background about Mr. Davis and Mr. Dunnings.
Yeah, Mr. John, also known as Jack Davis, has actually had strong ties to the Lansing community. He, being a graduate of Michigan State University, he actually graduated from Sexton, J.W. Sexton High School as well. But he went on to graduate from Michigan State, then from there, University of Michigan Law School. He was a trial attorney in the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice from the late 60s to the early 70s. Practiced, had a private practice for an extensive amount of time in which he litigated cases in various states before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth and Sixth Circuits of the United States Supreme Court as well. Then he went on, and he was in 1985, and he was elected to serve on the 54A District Court bench. And Mr. Dunnings, this is a strong legacy that he has left. Being the first African-American attorney in Lansing to, from there, establish the first African-American law firm, his accomplishments and contributions to this community, you know, is extremely extensive. He served many. And one thing that I would like to note about Mr. Dunnings, the late Mr. Dunnings, is that, you know, he was an African-American attorney, and he helped the minority community. But he also gained the respect of his colleagues in the profession that were not African-American. And understanding that he did this from the late 50s, he graduated from the University of Michigan Law School in 1950. You know, that's when the whole issue of race was, you know, very intense, to say the least. But nevertheless, through that, he was able to move forward, press forward, persevere, stay focused on his goals, and really to all of our benefit. Having both of them have ties to this, like, to this city and have given the contributions that they have to us. I was just very pleased when the membership decided to take their name and rename the association.
Sherry, how many members do you have?
I'm about 80. I'm in the process of getting some of the records in shape, so I'm not sure the number exactly, but approximately 80.
Well, how about this? I'm putting an attorney on the spot. Didn't mean to do that, but it was kind of fun.
We've done a rebranding, like I said, and it's we're really proud. The current executive board, we've been able to increase our membership a great deal. Over the past years, we just celebrated our 30th year anniversary. We had a huge event on November 18th, with 2011 being our 30th year. And we've had some ups and downs. So now we're back on, we're focusing on moving higher and taking the association to new heights by really establishing a stronger presence in this community, with our focus being assisting minority law students as they move and progress through that process of becoming a member of the bar, young attorneys, senior attorneys, but also the underrepresented and underserved members of this community. That's our focus. So we've, the last few years our membership was kind of down, but we're right around the 80-plus range, which I am very proud to report.
Janine McIntyre is the president of the Davis-Dunnings Bar Association. It used to be called the Lansing Black Lawyers Association, but it's gone. It's now Davis-Dunnings Bar Association. Sherry Guest is the secretary. Ladies, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.